The federal government says it will introduce legislation this fall to regulate e-cigarettes. There are few details about what those regulations will be, other than, according to Health Canada, to protect young people from nicotine. Mark Tindall is the executive director with the BC Centre for Disease Control and the deputy provincial health officer in BC. To him, laws that make it harder to get an e-cigarette are counterproductive. And Mark Tindall joins me now from Vancouver. Hello.
Hello, Jim.
What do we know about the health effects of e-cigarettes in comparison to tobacco cigarettes?
Well, this is quite a debatable and contentious issue. The leaders in this have really been the UK, and the College of Physicians there came out and said they're 95% safer. And when that was published, it caused quite an international backlash that how did they come up with that? So unlike a lot of medical products that are brought to market who go through quite stringent randomized clinical trials and such, e-cigarettes kind of came from below, and there really wasn't a launch of e-cigarettes. They kind of crept into the system and became very popular. So unfortunately, there's not any really great long-term observations about what this does to people's health. But we know that the bar is set so low with tobacco that, and we know the toxins in combustible tobacco that cause disease, and they're just not present in e-cigarettes. So there's just no reason to believe that they are anywhere near as dangerous as combustible tobacco.
So we're picking out the fact that e-cigarettes have nicotine and cigarettes have nicotine, and therefore they should be treated the same way. When it comes to the things that are in cigarettes that kill you, where does nicotine stack up with everything else?
It doesn't make the list. So there, you know, we've had a massive international experiment of what nicotine does to people, and really, there isn't a lot of hard evidence. It's dangerous, probably in the developing brain or youth, much like our debates around marijuana. It's probably not great to expose people to nicotine, but long-term nicotine exposure should be seen like long-term caffeine exposure.
So the nicotine is what hooks you, but all of the stuff that results from burning tobacco leaves is what kills you.
Exactly. And that message should be loud and clear. And, you know, we actively promote nicotine patches, recognizing that that is not a health hazard for people, but it's really prevents them from being exposed to tobacco.
But the reason why we recognize that nicotine patches aren't a health hazard is because we can point to studies that have determined that nicotine patches are not a health hazard. These e-cigarettes are so new, we don't have any studies that examine, for example, what happens when someone uses an e-cigarette for 20 years.
That's true. But we have such an urgent problem, and tobacco is such a, you know, one of the things that's so amazing to me is that it's the number one preventable health issue in Canada, and somehow it's become so insidious, and it really doesn't rise to the top of the list of our health issues, and it should be. And my interest in this really spurred from all my work with HIV prevention and dealing with people with other addictions. And everybody that I follow in the clinics and in our cohort studies are dying from tobacco-related illness. They're not dying from HIV anymore. And it's fascinating how we've thought of tobacco as just in the background, and it's not really a big issue for people with addictions. But it is the number one Canadian issue that we should be dealing with.
I don't want to put words in your mouth, but it sort of sounds like what you're saying is even if we find out really bad things about e-cigarettes, there's no way it's even going to be close to as bad as actual cigarettes are.
Exactly. And it would be crazy for us to be sitting here in 20 years still waiting for the results of the study to come out and say, aha, they're not as dangerous. And meanwhile, you know, countless thousands and people have died of tobacco. So
yeah.
I don't think we're in a position where we can just say, you know, we need ironclad long-term, you know, 20-year observations for these before we start to say that they're tell people that you should really stop smoking. If tomorrow everybody threw away their combustible tobacco and started using e-cigarettes, we'd notice almost instantaneous improvements in people's health, and fairly quickly would see improvements in our healthcare system.
So what would you like to see? How should the law treat e-cigarettes?
Well, I think one of the regulations that is missing is that we should make sure people are getting what they're supposed to be getting. So since it's been kind of the Wild West, if you go into one of these vape shops, there's all kinds of different mechanisms and instruments and mixtures and tinctures. And so I think that is where some regulation needs to be. If people want to use, you know, high quality devices that are safe, and people want to know that what they're using as vape, that they're getting vape. And there is studies out there to show that some of these products have other metals and toxins and things that we wouldn't want people inhaling. And but that is all within the realm of regulation. So mm-hmm. we want really good products out there. And then really start educating our medical system that this is certainly an option for people who want to stop smoking. And the other very major point is it's really an equity issue. So this is now become in Canada a disease that's primarily in poor people. And if the, you know, if the the richest 20% of Canadians were hopelessly addicted to tobacco and there was a safer product out there, we wouldn't even be having this conversation.
Mm-hmm. Do you get the sense that there's some kind of judgment, some kind of ethical judgment or morality issue at play here? The whole idea that people who smoke things or vape things are somehow lesser for doing so, and so we have to regulate that.
Oh, totally. I really, smokers have become kind of the new lepers of our society. I mean, it must be very difficult for somebody who's smoking all the time to find places where they can smoke, and that where they find the place, that not have people look at them sideways and, you know, have judgment. So I think there is a real moral judgment to this, and that shouldn't be a factor when we're dealing with such a serious health issue.
Could we be looking at the end of smoking here with this technology?
I think that's exactly the way we should be looking at it. And I think, as I say, if we could switch everybody tomorrow, then we'd have a huge impact on people's health almost right away.
Mark Tindall, thank you very much for joining us.
Okay, thank you.
Mark Tindall is the executive director with the BC Centre for Disease Control and the deputy provincial health officer.